Welcome to the Inspired Word of God. I'm Marcia. The message today is Amazing Grace. Lord, I ask that you lead, guide, and direct me in delivering this message. And always, your will be done, and you receive the praise and the glory. Amen. Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. We know that Jesus went to the cross to be that pure sacrificial lamb for us. We also know that he gives grace and has mercy on us. The problem is we look at his grace as a lifetime covering for any and everything that we do, including sin. Grace is not a license to sin. Grace is, however, favor or goodwill, a manifestation of favor, especially by a superior, freely given, unmerited favor and love of God, the influence or spirit of God operating in humans to regenerate or strengthen them. Psalms 145:8 tells us, "The Lord is kind and merciful, slow to get angry, full of unfailing love." We have this image of God and grace. Some have the image that he is an angry God, unapproachable, but in truth, he desires to communicate with us. The other image is we say and believe he is a loving God until things go wrong in our lives. Then we throw accusations at him. We make complaints and say things like, "I thought he was supposed to be of love." God is of love, but he is also of discipline. Don't throw your baggage his way. He did not tell you to go do the things that you have done. God gives grace how he wants to give it and to whom he wants to give it. Don't think because a person has lost their freedom that God has forsaken them. There were times when it was in God's plan for that person to be taken into captivity. Remember Joseph, who was sold into slavery by his jealous brothers? God gave Joseph favor with different people. He had favor with Potiphar until Potiphar's wife lied on him and he was thrown into prison. But God gave him favor with the headmaster over the prison. Joseph did not rot in prison. He got out and he was very successful by the favor of God. Remember Esther? She was in the king's harem. But God gave her favor with the man over the women and the training that she received. By the grace of God, she became queen. And Daniel. It says in Daniel 1:9, "Now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. Though he was in captivity and faced danger from other people who were conniving against him, Daniel received the grace of God because Daniel was faithful to God in his service to God, in his faith to God, including his prayer life. Daniel lived a very successful life through the adversary that he faced while in captivity because God's hand of grace was upon him. God gave grace to many people. Some were called into ministry according to God's will. And you will find this throughout the Bible in both the Old Testament and the New. In Genesis 6:8, it says, "But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. It is unmerited favor and regard in God's sight." Why did Noah receive this from God? Because it explains to us in Genesis 6:1 through 6:10, And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, and some became mighty men, which were of old men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it did grieve him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air. For it repented me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man, and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. In all that was going on in the world at that time, he remained faithful to God. He walked in righteousness. This is why he received unmerited favor from God. God saved him, his wife, his three sons, and their wives. We claim the favor of God over our souls, but are we living how we want, or are we living how God wants in order to receive his favor? Noah's story can be found in Genesis 5:32 to chapter 9, verse 17. The grace that each individual received, Joseph, Noah, Esther, Daniel, and many others, these individuals lived in obedience to God. They prayed to God, they trusted God, they believed in him, and they lived a righteous life. That's why it's important to understand that you just can't live in sin on a continued basis and grace cover that sin. Mercy will pardon that sin, but you still need to repent. You still need to come to God and ask for forgiveness of your sin. And I believe many people think that that grace just covers you ongoing, and the sin you do, that grace is going to just kind of knock it out of the way and ignore it, and you can just keep on in that old way of life, doing whatever. And as I stated earlier in this message, it doesn't work that way. God can give grace to whoever he wants. He can pardon anyone's sin that he chooses to, but he expects you to stop sinning. And when he gives grace, he gives it in blessings in countless ways. But you will notice these folks that are getting blessings and favor from God, they are living for God. They are serving God, and they are striving to live in that upright manner. And for those who are not living in that upright manner, he still will give you grace in the form of mercy, because you don't deserve it, but he will give it to you. It tells us in Matthew 9:10 through 13, and it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, Why eat your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, He said to them, "They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go you and learn what that means. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to the righteous, but to the sinner to repentance. He comes to the sinner, so they will repent." Part of grace is to bring about a complete moral reform, to make over, to renew, to revive, to restore. That's called regeneration, and that's a part of grace that God gives to those that need to be made whole. This is a part of the mercy of grace that God gives. Mercy is the disposition to be compassionate or forbearing. Mercy is when God spares us from bad things that we deserve. Mercy is the pardon of sins. And it says in Hebrews 4:16, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." God wants us to come to Him willingly and ask for help. When you find yourself in that tight situation that you cannot get out of, God is the one you need to come to, because He is the only one who can turn that thing around 360 degrees. He's the only one that can make things go away. Further proof that God wants us to repent and not sin and receive His mercy is what it says in Luke 15:32. "It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found." This is a parable that Jesus was teaching, and He was telling the story about the son who wanted his inheritance, and after his father gave it to him, he went away. But he squandered all of his money and was penniless, living a life of sin. But then he came back home, and when he came back home, his father was so overjoyed that he came back. Now his brother was resentful and didn't understand why the father wanted to embrace him and was so happy to have him home. But the father saw the son who was lost but had been found, because he returned home to the father. And that is how the Lord looks at it for us who are out there in sin. When we come back to Him willingly, He is overjoyed because His lost has been found. The Apostle Paul, who previously was named Saul, was a high-ranking official, but he went around persecuting God's people. He persecuted Christians until the Lord knocked him off his horse one day and asked Saul, why was he persecuting him? God called Saul into service, and he changed his name to Paul. Once Paul came to know the Lord, he became a faithful servant, and he lived for the Lord the rest of his life. God showed Paul mercy. Paul didn't deserve it, but God gave it to him. You can read about Saul's conversion in Acts chapter 9, verse 1. Isaiah 55, 6 and 7 tells us, "Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call you upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon." It tells us in Proverbs 10:29, "The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. James 4:17. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it is sin. And Psalms 5:12. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous with favor, wilt thou compass him as with a shield. As we read the scriptures, and as we read about the various people that I discussed in this message today, you will see evidence that the Lord wants us to live upright, and he blesses us and graces our life. And for those who are not living upright, he will give mercy to. He will renew, revive, and restore anew. The Lord has already given us the plan of salvation and what we need to do to receive it. And after we receive it, we need to continue to walk upright in order to keep it. My closing prayer. Lord, there are those who only want to hear about your grace and mercy. They are not fond of hearing about correction, change, or falling into hell. You are here to give grace to the heart that is deserving and mercy to the heart that isn't, that he or she will correct their way of life that does not line up to your word. It is your desire that we not perish, but have everlasting life. I pray that we will receive mercy where it is needed and the blessings of grace and favor upon our lives. I pray that we will appreciate what you give us and strive to change our heart and our way of life to match up to your word. In the name of Jesus, amen.